Once again, for Community Focus, our public affairs program on 97.5 Glory FM. And we have live in our studio this morning, Zach Probst, who's the Hall County Administrator, to talk about T-Squash this morning. Zach, good to have you with us. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
It is great finally to meet Zach and heard about him for a while and looking forward to doing a lot more with the Hall County government, especially after the first year when David Gills will be our new Hall County Commission Chairman. We'll talk a lot about local events and what's happening with the Hall County Commission. But this morning, we're going to talk about T-Splosh, which is an item on the November 5th election ballot. It's the last item on the ballot, but a lot to learn about, and you can make a decision to vote yes or no for this. I'll let you just talk to our listeners all about this. First of all, what is T-Splosh, Zach?
Yes, so T-Splosh, it stands for Transportation Special Purpose Local Option Sales Tax. And in Hall County, we have never had a dedicated sales tax for transportation. And so when we say transportation, for Hall County, what we mean is road infrastructure. We're not talking about mass public transit, airport projects, et cetera. We're talking about road widening projects, road improvement projects, intersections, et cetera. And so the question, you're correct, is going to be the very last question on the ballot, so you got to work hard to get to it. But the question asked, would in Hall County you like a 1% sales and use tax for a six-year program that would generate a projected $390 million dedicated to transportation improvements? And so that program, again, would be a six-year program. And at that time, it would have to be renewed if continued by a new referendum question. And in Hall County, we've had sales tax programs since the 70s. We currently have a local sales tax rate of 3%. And that started back in the 70s with your general maintenance and operation sales tax. And then in the 80s, the community approved a special purpose local option sales tax for capital outlay, and then we've also had an education splosh. So those make up the three percentages. And when sales tax programs were first introduced by the state of Georgia back in the 70s, the intent was to relieve the property tax burden for your full-time residents and or property owners. And so again, this is a new percentage point that we're asking the community whether or not they want dedicated sales tax dollars for just road infrastructure.
All right, let everybody know also, this is for county roads. There's county roads, state roads, and federal roads here in the county. So talk about the road structure we're looking at.
That's right. So this is for locally maintained roads. So just in Hall County unincorporated, which is what Hall County government's responsible for, we have almost 1,100 miles of road we're responsible for. That does not include city governments. So we have 9 cities located either totally or partially in Hall County. They have their own road infrastructure they're responsible for. And then on top of that, you're right, we've got the state routes, which make up quite a few of our road, major road networks, and as well as federal roads. So, you know, when you're talking about road infrastructure, which is one of the main calls I get each and every week, it really is a complicated matter. But what we're trying to do by asking this question, if the community is inclined to move forward with a program like this, you really do have more local control, and you're able to control your own destiny, and you're actually able to partner with other agencies like the state in a true partnership form where you sit down at the table and you ask, hey, would you consider, you know, maybe moving this project up or partnering on this state route? Here's some local match dollars that we're willing to partner with because it's advantageous for our community for that project to move up. Here's $20 million, here's $40 million match. Will you consider moving it up? And Hall County, there's 159 counties in the state, and we're one of 48 counties left that does not have a regional or single county transportation splosh program. And what we've observed, because of all these other counties that have a program like this, you really do have a seat at the table with other agencies in helping to fund those local matches. And you really do see the state wanting to partner with local jurisdictions on getting these projects done.
Let you know, next week I'm going to try to have Brian Lackey of Gainesville City on as our guest, talk about also from the city standpoint of T-SPLOS educating people. Can you name off the top of your head the nine municipalities in the county? Because people will ask that question.
I'll try to do it real quick.
Yes.
Gainesville.
Yes.
Claremont. Lula. Gillsville. Braselton. Buford. Rest Haven. Flowery Branch and Oakwood.
Okay. Very good. The towns like Claremont and then also the little place like Rest Haven involved in this. All right. So one question as we talked about with Zach Probst of the Hall County Government here is about how much is allocated each year right now when if our current budget, Zach, when it comes to even repaving roads here in the county?
That's right. Great question. So one question I get quite frequently, well, why do we need a dedicated sales tax for road improvement projects? Really what it comes down to is trying to find meaningful dollars to get transformational and large projects done in a more timely manner. So currently we do not use property tax dollars to fund road improvements here in Hall County. And the reason why, I believe, is over the years we've tried to, again, relieve the property tax burden of our community. If you look at our revenue streams, about a third of our revenue budget annually is property taxes, and that accounts for right at $110 million. This is for Hall County government, not any other jurisdiction. And so a third is property tax dollars. Another third is what we're talking about now, sales and use tax, with our current sales tax programs. That does not include education SPLOST. Education SPLOST is just for the Hall County school system and the City of Gainesville school system and the City of Buford school system, which are separate entities than Hall County government. And then the final third is everything else, athletic fees, charges for services, fines and forfeitures, grants, you know, if you've got to get a building permit, all the other fees we collect. So we really try hard to have it broken out as a third, a third, and a third. Currently, how we manage large improvement projects like this, where you're talking about road widenings, et cetera, is we've been in a position where we're partnering with the state and we're using sales tax programs and piecemealing sales tax programs together to buy right away and do design and then partner with the state for them to come in and construct the project. And my best example is Sardis Connector. That project has been ongoing for 20 years. We have been in design and right away acquisition, and we finally turned that project over through the right away certification process on May 3rd. It's my knowledge that the Georgia Department of Transportation is getting close to awarding that project, and it will be somewhere around a $50 million project probably, and they'll start that soon. But you see, it takes such a long time for those projects to come to fruition, and that's a county road. Sardis Connector ultimately started as a county project. I don't know what it will end up as. Then the other example is Spout Springs Road. That's another county road that we partnered with the state. And we've widened phase one, trying to widen phase two now. But we use the same model where the county purchased the right-of-way, did the design, and the state came in to construct phase one. We're currently in phase two now. We're using SPLOST $8, $26 million to acquire right-of-way. And then we do not have a funding source for the construction. It's a $40 million construction for road widening. This program that we're talking about here today, the Transportation Sales Tax Program, that's our number one project. If it's this program's passed on November 5th, we would pursue Spout Springs Phase 2 would be our number one project in the county.
All right, Zach, people ask the question, does right-of-way buying right-of-way purchase, does that also include in the SPLOST?
Yes, it does. Anything that has to do with road and infrastructure. So it could be right-of-way, design engineering, sidewalks, if the road is like a parkway and we have sidewalks, stormwater, et cetera. So anything attached to the road.
All right, so the figure they're looking at for this whole project for the 6 years is $390 million, correct?
That's correct.
All right, so we're that's the sales tax dollars there. So we're looking at what multiplying that by 100 that's how much money's got come into the county revenues-wise with sales to be able to have that sales tax to go down there. So we're looking at, what, $39 billion looking at coming into the county in 6 years? For that
that's right. And we've had an economist from Georgia Tech help us project the potential revenue.
That's my question. That goes, we're looking at $6.5 billion a year over the next 6 years coming in. Do you know where we're at right now?
As far
as what comes to revenue coming in to the county, when it comes to what would be going allocated toward sales tax for this kind of project?
So, I mean, currently we do not have a viable funding source for the $390 million worth of projects.
Right.
And so that's why we're asking the question, because we need some clarity as to how the community wants us to proceed.
Right.
Based on how we generate revenue.
The point is, you say an economist has already given you information to say that we can't do this, because a lot of people say, can we, you know, even afford this project right now?
Correct. As it stands on paper right now, as I said today, we do not have funding for
right.
these projects.
But you're hoping for the growth to come in to mm-hmm. the county to be able to take care of this project then.
That's right. So the question really is, in a lot of ways, how does our local community want us to fund mm-hmm. these major projects moving forward? We've identified them through years of looking at different types of traffic patterns, and we've prioritized them based on the greatest need. And now the question is, how do we fund them? Do we go back to the property tax model? Mm-hmm. Do we continue to piecemeal our general sales tax program, which, you know, we've been doing that for decades, but the issue there is that general sales tax program covers all of our capital outlay. That includes our fire rescue, it includes mm-hmm. our sheriff's department, our court system, our general government, and parks. So if we increase to there, then we would be looking at putting something else on the back burner. So that's why this question's being asked.
All right, our guest this morning on Community Focus is Zach Probst, the Hall County Administrator. Zach was born and raised here, like I have been here in my life here in Hall County. So people ask the question, is the reason that we need a T-splosh, why we need road work done here in this county? Because a lot of people will say, okay, they sort of have the idea that this is going to spur growth, and can we even handle growth? So talk to listeners about the idea. I've heard you say before is that if we didn't have any more growth in the county, we need these projects just to take care of the traffic here in the county.
Yes, so if you think about the project list, so I mentioned one, Spout Springs Phase 2. Our second highest priority is McEver Road, which is a road widening project mm-hmm. 5 miles from Lake Lanier Islands Parkway up to G.C. Crow Road in Flowery Branch. And as you know this, you travel McEver Road living
yes,
off
sir.
Of Stevens. Mm-hmm. You know, McEver Road is a two-lane road after the intersection with Monday Mill.
Mm-hmm.
And in my lifetime, my grandmother used to live off of McEver Road.
Mm-hmm.
I've always observed how McEver Road probably needed to be widened, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So my point there is the projects that we've got identified, those are the most critical needed projects as it stands today. And so as you're guiding a local government, you're always in this assessment phase. Okay, growth is coming, growth is here. How do we invest in the right amount of infrastructure to help manage that growth? And as it stands today, these projects are needed, to your point, regardless of any additional growth occurs. Because if you think about how we've identified these projects, most of them are Gainesville and South Hall, because
mm-hmm.
that's where most of the population is, and that's where most of our volume issues occur, that's where most of our congestion is, and that's where most of our traffic safety improvements need to occur right now.
All right, Zach, one question people ask is that how long has this, the homework being done to look for this project? We had to have these projects, and then with the idea of the dollar figures for these projects, how long has this been in the works?
So immediately, this has been in the works for about the past 2 years. You know, we've been working with our Public Works Department and other agencies to make sure we identify the most appropriate projects to fit in the short-term program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the six-year program, that's where the timeline that we generate revenue, we've got to complete the project, state law says, in a reasonable amount of time. So our goal is to try to get all these projects done within 10 years or by the 10-year mark. And that's aggressive because they're road projects. But, you know, that's our goal because these projects are needed now. So, you know, that's the immediate answer is two years. Really, Hall County voted on a regional sales tax program over a decade ago, and it did not pass. Mm-hmm. And I think part of the reason why it did not pass, I was a part of the community at that point as well, is you were taking local sales tax dollars and potentially they were going over to a different county.
Yes, sir.
That problem has been solved with this program. Mm-hmm. This is a single county T-SPLOST. And it's local Hall County dollars going back into local Hall County roads or partnering with the state on state routes like Browns Bridge Road. That's a $36 million road widening project as part of the program. It's a 4+ mile stretch. $36 million would not appropriately fund that project. But what you can do, as I was mentioning earlier, is sit down with the state and say, okay, state, here we are at the table with you. We're asking for you to consider moving this project up. We really need to widen Browns Bridge Road. Here's $36 million. Will you turn it into something more and move it up in your transportation improvement plan?
It's also interesting that we have Rosa McCrary, who's in charge of the Georgia Department of Transportation, lives in Hall County.
That's correct, yes.
So he sees it firsthand from that standpoint.
He does, he does.
So, Zach, tell me about how you came up with the priorities for these projects. Did it come down, for example, Spouse Springs is one, McCarver Road is number two. Did it come down to traffic counts or look, how are you looking at it?
A lot of it's, I hate to say it this way, but it's true. A lot of it's, you drive around and it's common sense. You see where the issues are, you see where the pinch points are, but it's more than that for us. I mean, we've got a whole engineering department. We got a metropolitan planning organization that is are studying roads. We're working with the state each and every day in assessing where projects are in the pipeline through their transportation improvement plan. So there's a lot of documentation that people are tracking to make sure that, you know, these roads and what we're investing is the, you know, highest priority. And you see it, like we've been working on Spout Springs Road for a decade now.
Yes,
so we knew that was going to be a number one priority. Mm-hmm. We've been looking at McEver Road trying to figure out when, who, and where for the whole time I've been at Hall County government, because I've heard it come up many times. Even when I was the finance director, you know, the conversation was, okay, is the state going to do McEver Road? Are we going to do McEver Road? How are we going to do McEver Road? So, you know, there's an art and a science to it. It's not just one thing. But again, as a local leader, we're always concerned about road infrastructure and determining how to best address it with the funding we have.
So are we fixing roads or building new roads?
The majority of what we're doing would be a road widening or intersection improvement and some new roads. This is not resurfacing. We manage resurfacing using our current SPLOST program, and we get a local state match. We currently resurface 30 miles a year, and it costs $14 million. So that's taken care of. We'll continue that program elsewhere. This program is large, major, transformational road improvement projects. It's either widening, intersection improvements, you know, it could be some shoulder work to get a two-foot strip on a very narrow road. Those types of projects.
All right, talk from McEver just for a moment. So I've heard years ago, literally years ago, talking about the state wanted to widen McEver Road to four-lane divided highway like it is between the county line and Money Mill, for the, either sides of that, and make it Peachtree Industrial from that standpoint, make it just consistent all the way down from Dawsonville Highway down to Atlanta from that standpoint. It's going to be two lanes between Money Mill and Crow Road from that standpoint. One traffic light between those would be what, H.F. Reed from that standpoint, or H.H. Reed Road. Then you're going to have two lanes still with roundabouts that we're talking about from Stevens, Flat Creek, Bradford, and also Chamblee from that standpoint. But you got a new school being built down there, and I've already talked with Sheriff Gerald Couch about that. Traffic's got to increase a lot. So these roundabouts are going to help with that, Zach?
Yeah, so the intent with the roundabout, since we're not widening what we call phase two of this program, you know, that might be a continuation or renewal program, but the intersections of Stevens and Flat Creek, you know, if that red light turns red and you're going north or south at those intersections, you've got 15 or 20 cars stacking up to benefit two or three cars. It's just not efficient. It's not safe. Roundabouts reduce fatal accidents by 90%, and they help on fuel economy by 30%. So again, the roundabouts is about efficiency and safety and really helping move traffic in a much more effective manner, and that's why we want to pursue those roundabouts there. One thing I failed to mention I need to, one important point to make about a sales tax program is it's estimated that between 30 and 40% of the sales tax proceeds will come from individuals that are from out of county, and that's important here in Hall County when you think about the makeup of our economy. We've got a large health system, one of the largest in the state. A lot of individuals are coming here daily to seek medical care. You've got Lake Lanier, has between 12 and 14 million visitors a year, and you've got a thriving economy, a lot of entertainment with downtown Gainesville and Flowery Branch. So you've got a lot of people coming here each and every day wearing and tearing on our roads. And this is a way to capture revenue from those individuals when they purchase something here to help offset their cost to the wear and tear of the road. So that is a fact. We've seen that in the past with our sales tax programs that we've had since the 70s, and it would most likely continue at that same rate with this transportation sales tax program. It truly is designed, as it was originally intended in the 70s, to relieve the property tax burden for your full-time residents and your property owners.
Again, talking with Zach Probst, our county administrator for Hall County Government. Can you stay past 9:30?
Of course.
We're going to keep you on a little longer here to talk about this. This is such an important topic this morning on Community Focus, our public affairs program, and you can hear it anytime online, on demand, on our website, WGTJradio.com. We have a tab that says Community Focus. You click it, you'll get a chance to hear this interview and all the details with Zach this morning on 97.5 Glory FM. So let's talk about the projects again. Number one is Spout Springs Road. Number two is McEver Road. How about from there?
From there, we have got a few other major projects. I've already mentioned Browns Bridge Road widening.
At number three?
That's number three or four. Then we've got a good project up here in, I call kind of the North Hall, Rabbit Town area, White Sulphur Road, from the New Deal Elementary School down to Jesse Jewell Parkway, where the large Kroger is in New Holland. That would be a strategic widening of a portion of White Sulphur Road, as well as realigning White Sulphur Road to try to avoid that awkward railroad crossing that's there where you curve, you know, you turn right and then back left.
All right, explain it to me, because I've been told, looking at widening White Sulphur Road there just past the Kroger Shopping Center, which would go past the old Lanier Park Hospital, then White Sulphur Road has that really mean 90-degree turn over the railroad tracks heading toward the school from that standpoint and over toward Kubota. How do you get from Jesse Jewell Parkway to there?
So there's another road that runs parallel to White Sulphur from Jesse Jewell up to that point at the railroad crossing. That's called Crescent Drive.
Right.
So really turning White Sulphur and merging it with Crescent, and probably looking at most likely just having White Sulphur and Crescent be one major road right there. And then you would kind of redesign the current White Sulphur from Jesse Jewell up to the railroad track. So you're trying to eliminate that crossing, and you're trying to clean all that up where you're not running two parallel roads and have a railroad track in between it. Really, you want to focus on the side of the road of the railroad tracks where Dill Elementary School is, widen that corridor and kind of clean that up. So that's a $52 million project. That's a really positive project right in that little area with a lot of growth. Another project, and if you're having Brian Lackey on here in a few weeks, he'll explain this in much greater detail, but there's a project in Gainesville called the Ridge Road Project. It's a kind of a band project. Instead of having like bypasses, because it's really hard for Gainesville and Hall County to pursue bypasses when you've got Lake Lanier kind of in the middle and the bridge infrastructure it would take. But this is creating kind of a band south of Jesse Jewell and E.E. Butler. I call it the Four Corners intersection. and Ridge Road is south of that on Athens Highway. It runs from Candler Highway, Queen City Parkway, up to Rabbit Town.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be improving that network there, widening it strategically, and incentivizing commuters to, if you don't need to go to downtown Gainesville, but you need to go to Candler Highway or Rabbit Town, take this road instead.
All right, there's my question for you, Zach. This whole project we're talking about, when it comes to the difference between going to Gainesville and going around Gainesville, and of course, we mentioned we've got the problem with the lake. There's only so many ways to get around. Are we looking at ideas about where you see where cars will go around Gainesville, either to Dawsonville or Dahlonega or to Cleveland, Cornelia, that way? Or are we looking at going through Gainesville and working in Gainesville?
So the goal is to be strategic in both. You know, no matter what, most people at some point in time need to go into Gainesville. Mm-hmm. So you've got to address those main roads. But you've also got to figure out ways, as you were saying, to direct traffic around Gainesville.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the great first steps is the Sardis Connector Project, mm-hmm. trying to move traffic from Highway 60 over to 53 without going into Gainesville. So we're excited about that project starting here soon. It'll take about 2 years for the state to build it. But there'll be a four-lane parkway from Thompson Bridge Road at Mount Vernon Road,
right,
where Corinth Baptist Church is.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a four-lane parkway starting there and going over to Dawsonville Highway. And so we're interested to see how much traffic coming into Hall County from Lumpkin County ends up going that route. I know I'll travel that. I live in that area.
Mm-hmm.
To get over to the government center, I will take that parkway moving forward. Once it's built, I will not go to downtown Gainesville to go to work. And then from there, looking strategically, okay, how do we continue to build upon that? So then, looking at maybe studying some other corridors in the area that maybe we're able to kind of create segments of parkways that ultimately would kind of create a network where you're able to continue to address the growth as it builds out. I think everyone has to be honest with themselves when they think about Hall County. Murrayville, North Hall just does not have the same amount of traffic pressure as Gainesville and South Hall does currently. And so that's why you see this program structured around the highest ranking priorities in the South Hall and Gainesville and the 365 corridor. There's some projects up that way as well.
All right, with that different subject, maybe in a way for you being a county administrator, is the old comprehensive plan we had now moving into a united code,
mm-hmm.
does that include the idea in the future about where roads might go in Hall County?
It doesn't always address it specifically where roads go,
mm-hmm.
but I think what a unified development code and a more detailed comprehensive plan does is it opens up a better conversation on the front end when those zonings are coming before the planning staff, planning mm-hmm. commission, and board of commissioners to, you know, talk about a more specific approach to growth and development. As the county administrator, I'll just be clear and kind. Our current comp plan is just a little too vague in some areas. And so this new comprehensive plan, we literally have gone to the painstaking task of almost going parcel by parcel in some areas and strategically working on the different classification zones we've got in Hall County. We've developed six classification areas like Murrayville, Sardis, Gainesville, Candler, East Hall, and really working in those character zones is what they're called, and really working in those zones to be unique to those areas, because each of those areas is unique and individualized in its own right, and the community members that are living there live there for a specific reason, and trying to help guide the growth to a different level in each of those zones is paramount as you're continuing to address infrastructure. And infrastructure doesn't just mean, roads. It could mean access to sewer if that's what is needed to help mm-hmm. guide growth in a certain area. You know, it could also be working with developers to create opportunities for green space or additional parks. And then we've always got to consider fire stations. You know, we currently have 17 fire stations just that Hall County is responsible for. And then we're also responsible for all ambulance services for mm-hmm. emergency transport. So, you know, we have to consider all those things strategically as you continue to develop out a community, especially a community like ours, where we're just geographically located in a place in the state of Georgia where people want to be. People want to come here. They want to, because we're an hour north of Atlanta, we're an hour from the mountains, we've got a beautiful lake, we've got a wonderful health system. All those are draws. So you just have to deal with the realities of that and structure your comprehensive plan and your unified development code to address those realities.
Good answer. I appreciate that. Also, I say, being born and raised here like you, is that I keep stressing to people that I don't want to be Atlanta. Never have wanted to be Atlanta. Well, I'll drive to Atlanta, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. But at the same time, let people realize we are our own metro district here. We're Metro Gainesville, according to mm-hmm. the state of Georgia. And I tell people, it listens to radio station, we're the hub of a wheel in Hall County. There are nine counties that surround Hall County, and we have so many great things that people want to come from those other nine counties into Hall County.
That's right. That's right.
And that's why we, I think you're talking about the people who are living outside the county, who either work or do something in the county, would be, they're buying stuff, they would be paying for this project.
They would help pay for the transportation sales tax program, yes, the $390 million. And if you think about our surrounding counties, a few have this currently. Dawson County just passed this transportation sales tax back in May. It starts in Dawson County tomorrow, October 1st.
How about that?
Lumpkin County's had this program for a few years. Banks County has had this. And then Barrow County just passed it as well. Forsyth County, they fund their transportation locally with a transportation bond, which is a little different. I know Habersham County's asked this question a few times. It's not passed in Habersham County. And I know Jackson County is asking this question in November as well, like we are.
Mm-hmm.
So you're beginning to see surrounding counties move this way as well. And so, you know, one question we've got to ask ourselves, do we want to go to the outlet mall in Dawsonville mm-hmm. and, you know, pay 8% sales tax? And then here in Hall County, we're not paying that. And that's a fair question. And the answer might be the community doesn't want mm-hmm. that additional sales tax. But the fact is, and that's part of what I'm here to do and what I've been doing, is educating people sure. about the facts. The facts are, if you go one county over, depending on where you're going, you're helping those local jurisdictions pay mm-hmm. for their road infrastructure. So are you interested in that here locally? And that's the question.
Final thing for you here. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at 10 years plus with these projects. Mm-hmm. How disruptive do you think it's going to be for the people who drive in this county?
How rough?
How disruptive when it comes to just, you know, constant, we're going to see constant construction in the county for the next 10 years?
Yeah, so our goal, you know, we manage sales tax and large projects on a concurrent basis. We do it currently. The only difference is we would not at any point in time have this much of an infusion of dollars just dedicated to road infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
But what we would do, the best of our ability, is you work them concurrently. So while you're doing the construction of Spout Springs Phase 2,
mm-hmm.
you're over at McEver and you're doing design and acquiring right-of-way.
Gotcha.
And then you're going to build that, you know, construction out. And then if we've got some intersections that we can improve, maybe on Hog Mountain Road, maybe up at Mount Vernon and Rilla Road,
mm-hmm.
maybe at Memorial Park and Atlanta Highway, you're strategically programming those in as well to kind of space things out. You know, we are very conscientious of the fact that this is a quality of life issue. It currently is. But then when you go into construction, it also becomes a quality of life issue.
Yes,
and,
it does.
You know, so you're waiting a little bit longer,
uh-huh.
et cetera. But there's great benefit once the project's completed and it comes to fruition. So, but our goal as local leaders would be to work them concurrently. And, you know, when you cash flow these out, because we're not issuing any type of debt and wasting money on interest with this program.
Right.
We're going to cash flow them. So as you cash flow things, you got to program it the right way so you can cover each invoice as it comes in.
So it's not necessarily that we get through a Spouse Springs Road first and then we work on McEver and then Browns Bridge. In that standpoint, you'll be working on different projects while this is going on.
Right. So my vision on like those two projects in particular is we'll be in construction on Spouse Springs Phase 2 and we'll be in design and right-of-way acquisition on McEver. And we might be in design and right-of-way acquisition on White Sulphur. And then once we get done with Spouse Springs, then we'll move to constructing McEver or another major project, if that makes sense.
Oh, sure does. I appreciate your time. Really do, Zach. Appreciate you coming and educating us. Now, for the listeners tuned in, there's different ways they can find out about T-Splos, too, what you got through the county, right? They can go to email address and website?
Yes, sir. So we've got a dedicated transportation sales tax webpage. If you go to hallcounty.org and scroll to the middle section of the homepage, there's a whole section titled Transportation Sales Tax. If you click on those links, it'll take you to our page. We have an interactive map of all the projects.
Good.
We've got multiple videos. We've got additional educational information. If you're interested in me or another Hall County staff member educating maybe a small group, maybe there's a group of homeowners that you know, or maybe there's a civic or community group, I'm more than happy to spend, you know, 30 minutes to an hour educating the public on this matter. And again, the point here is we just want people to be educated when they go vote on November 5th. That's the intent. You know, whatever's decided, we'll move forward with, but we want people to be educated and know what they're voting for on November 5th.
There's also an email, is it tsplos at hallcounty.org?
That is correct, Mike, yes.
Tsplos at hallcounty.org, and our thanks to Zach Probst for joining us this morning here on Community Focus, our public affairs program. Again, the election takes place on November the 5th. You get between now and then to determine if you're going to vote yes or no for this mayor. It's the last item that's issued on the ballot that will be taking place on November the 5th. We'll have more details about that. We're going to have Brian Lackey of Gainesville City will be joining us hopefully next week to discuss what the city's looking at, also with their projects with this. And Zach, again, I appreciate it very much. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We got much more for you coming up next here on 97.5 Glory FM, your family radio station in North Georgia.